rap dude, but I wasn't. But I was freestyling in every show we ever did since 88. It was part of who I was. Question. That era was kind of the golden age of rap rock. Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock were really big, but that stuff has aged terribly. Answer. I didn't like that either, but I don't think that's what 1 week was at all. It's a totally non-heavy song. The verses are very lilting and light. If it's hip-hop influenced, it's influenced by Dream Warriors and De La Soul, not hardcore hip-hop. Question. How difficult is it to do the rap verses live? Answer. It's super easy, actually. Question. Is it all muscle memory at this point? Answer. Yeah. My friends call it word Tetris. All my lyrics fit together with no spaces. I go for a Tetris on every line. Question. What was life like for the band when 1 week took off and the album started selling millions? Answer. It was weird. It's still weird. When I think back on it, we're a band that has always seen ourselves as underdogs. We've had very little major exposure. Can you think of another band that sold over 15 million records and been around 30 years and hasn't been on the cover of any major music publication? We've never gotten that sort of nod. We've always been outliers. We just got inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame, and the overwhelming feeling I had was, we're the band that makes fun of the bands in the Hall of Fame. How are we getting inducted now? I think we always felt like class clowns. Then all of a sudden we had a number one single, and we were all over MTV and VH1, and we were selling out arenas. We were doing all the big festivals because we had a dress rehearsal of success in Canada years before. I think we knew the whole thing could be fleeting. We just tried to enjoy the ride.